You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered, so you can get to know the neighborhood without ever setting foot in it. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts, including detailed video overviews and unbiased information from a multitude of sources. Basically, everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, even things like median lot size and a noise score, is available to you on Homes.com. And if you have a family or plan on raising one, Homes.com has all the information you need about the local schools in the area. Where your kids or future kids go to school is as important as any decision you'll make in the home shopping process. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today on the podcast, we want to talk about some of the biggest winners after and during the election in AI. There's some AI companies that really stole the show and did well. This obviously isn't a super political podcast, but it's cool to see how some of these AI tools leveraged what was happening in politics and were able to pull themselves ahead. And specifically, Perplexity is one of these big winners. Now, before we get into that, I wanted to mention that if you haven't already joined the AI Hustle School community, if you listen to the podcast, you've probably heard us talk about this before, but every single week we talk about exclusive things that we don't post anywhere else, different side hustles we're doing, exactly how we're making money with AI tools. There's an incredible community of over 200 members from $100 million companies that people have started to just brand new startups. So you get a really wide range of perspectives on here. And just this week, Jamie recorded a whole video talking about how his whole workflow on using AI to create a really powerful video for a project that he's working on. He presented it to a board that he's on. They loved it and were super impressed with it. So he talks about the tools and some of the ways that he uses AI to make that video, which video is so important for whatever projects and businesses we're working on. And there's a lot of exciting tools. So if you're interested in that and dozens of other videos and pieces of content that we have posted on the AI Hustle School community, check it out. The link is in the description. It's $19 a month. If you get it now, you will lock in that low price before it raises. So we would love to have you as a member, but let's get into exactly what Perplexity is doing.
Yeah. So election night was very interesting for me. It was almost like a sporting event, but there's like so much different commentary, you know, depending on where you're getting your sources from. And it was kind of, you know, it was exciting at first, but then as the night, you know, kind of went on, it's like, okay, what's actually happening? Are people just trying to remain optimistic? You know, what's actually happening, you know, on either side? And so, Perplexity, last week before the election, we talked about how they offered to, you know, report for the New York Times because their writers went on strike, and how they were going to try to, you know, cover the election really, really well. And it looks like they did. If you see some of the screenshots out there, they had, you know, some of the info that you actually really wanted to know, like from the swing states, for example, there was, I think, 7 or 8 of them. It listed every single one, and then it had said, you know, how many were reporting and which way it was skewing left or right percentage wise, which, so really with that one graphic at one glance, you could see, you know, how the election was going. So I don't know. I would love to know if their graphics themselves were AI generated, or if someone actually designed them before, because it seems like their graphics were more helpful than any other maps or things I came across. Do you know the details of that, Jaden?
Yeah. So I think like all of the data, I think that, yeah, they had like someone, you know, create the map or whatever. And then the data they were actually pulling from the same source that Google, because Google has a similar map. If you've ever seen, if you like search during an election, like US general election 2024 results, if you Google that, you're going to get a very similar map pulling up in front of you. And pretty much every news company does the same thing. But what's interesting is that Perplexity is actually going to the exact same source of essentially where Google is getting their data from. And they're pulling it in. So I think the source is, you know, Democracy Work and then the Associated Press. And that's where they're getting that kind of real-time info from. So what's interesting is they're also in a lawsuit right now, which is essentially between a lot of these big news corporations, I believe the New York Times specifically, or maybe Dow Jones, which I think owns the New York Times, if I'm not mistaken, but the Dow Jones has their lawsuit, which is essentially claiming that Perplexity and some of these other startups are directly competing with media companies. And because they're going and scraping their content and including it in there, they're saying like, look, you're competing with us and you're harming us because we're competing for the same audiences. And Perplexity and these AI companies typically have the argument, no, we're not competing for the same audiences because, you know, people use us like a search engine. You're more like a news tool. And we cite, you know, our sources to you, Perplexity specifically. But some people are saying that because they're kind of doing this whole U.S. election thing and covering these election results in the same way that news organizations try to, that they're competing. I don't really think that that's, I still don't think that that's a big reason why they would be competing at all. But there's a whole bunch of stuff. And if you a couple other things they did is like if you ask like Ruben Gallego running for U.S. Senate Arizona platform and background, I didn't search for this specific thing. They were just had a button where you could see like the states and the people. And if you clicked on them, they would type this in and they would bring up essentially a page where they would show a graphic about who's winning the election. They had some links to some data and some sources, and they kind of had a write-up on the candidate and their political career and the key issues and some other things similar to maybe like a condensed and summarized Google result. So overall, I thought this was really interesting. Now, why are we bringing this up? Why are we talking about Perplexity and what they were doing with the AI, with the recent election? We all know that this was kind of a big deal. The reason is because right after they did this, Perplexity's CEO claimed that they had record traffic, meaning that a record amount of people were actually tuning in to Perplexity, using it for this, for some of this, these results. And this is a really big shift because, up until now, we have companies like OpenAI that did not want to get involved with this. OpenAI, if you search for election results on OpenAI, they would just say, sorry, go check out like, you know, some other website. We're not going to talk about the election. Grok, I believe, talked about the election and Perplexity talked about it. But I think Anthropic and ChatGPT, OpenAI both didn't want to. So it's interesting, right? It's obviously like controversial, and you can imagine that maybe there's a risk associated with it. But for companies that are trying to get market share, they're gonna go for these more risky kind of avenues to try to grow their user base. And I think Perplexity really was one of the big winners of the whole election night and all the hype around it, especially for AI companies.
Yeah, I mean, I think they probably definitely had some forethought with that, because they had the you know, the graphics designed beforehand, and they thought about, you know, what key information people are going to want to know to include in our tables and charts. And it really, you know, I looked up the Google map as well, but I still had to click, okay, Arizona, how's that swing state doing? Then I go to, you know, Michigan, then Pennsylvania, where this has it all, you know, laid out super nice. So I think, you know, I was thinking of the Super Bowl, actually. I'm like, I wonder if they'll do something for the Super Bowl, like as their next target, or you know, how they, because I feel like that's a good strategy for them to take some big events and cover them really well in an unbiased way and get some new users. So
100%. So TechCrunch was talking about it, and this is a quote from them that I thought was really interesting. They said, this election was the first to feature AI chatbots as a source of information around our democratic process. However, this will not be the last election where that's the case. Well-funded AI startups are fighting to deliver information to people in new, faster, and more concise ways. Accuracy will be key to success here moving forward. So far, Perplexity has the early lead. So we are going to keep you up to date on all of the different companies fighting for the space. We have OpenAI's ChatGPT that came up with their Search GPT, a response to Google. No doubt Anthropic is going to be jumping and throwing their hat in the ring here. So there's going to be a lot of competition. It's going to be really exciting to see what happens. And we will keep you up to date on all of it. If you enjoyed the episode today, make sure to check out the AI Hustle School community. Honestly, it's an incredible community. There's so many amazing people sharing their progress on their startups. Jamie and I break down you know, exactly what we're doing, and exclusive data you don't see anywhere else on how we're actually making money with AI tools. So we'd love to have you as a member of the community, and we will catch you all next time.
Homes.com knows that when it comes to home shopping, it's never just about the house or condo. It's about the home. And what makes a home is more than just the house or property. It's the location and neighborhood. If you have kids, it's also schools, nearby parks, and transportation options. That's why Homes.com goes above and beyond to bring home shoppers the in-depth information they need to find the right home. And when I say in-depth, I'm talking deep. Each listing features comprehensive information about the neighborhood, complete with a video guide. They also have details about local schools with test scores, state rankings, and student-to-teacher ratio. They even have an agent directory with the sales history of each agent. So, when it comes to finding a home, not just a house, this is everything you need to know all in one place. Homes.com. We've done your homework.